Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our ascended Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God for our meditation this morning is part of our Gospel lesson, Luke 24, verses 50 to 53. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, blessing God. Thus far, God's holy word. You may be seated. In the name of Jesus, who reigns at his Father's throne for the benefit of his saints, dear fellow redeemed. Everyone knows the importance of first impressions, but what people may not know or forget is how quickly an impression is made, and how long that impression will last. According to researchers, an impression is when you meet someone for the first time, his or her brain forms an impression about you in 1/10 of a second. By 4 seconds, they have already made certain judgments that will be finalized in 30 seconds. Within the first minute, they have processed as many as 10,000 visual and tactical clues as to who you are. How much weight does a first impression carry? Well, the decision of whether or not to hire you is made unconsciously in the first 30 seconds. The impression is so strong that it can take 6 months of regular contact to change it. Most of the time, the initial impression is accurate. But what about last impressions? They are just as important because that's how you will be remembered. Your last impression will be the lasting one. Now, Jesus made a first and last impression. He arrived with humility, born to peasants, and laid in a Bethlehem feeding trough. His humble beginning led to a humble life and ended with a seemingly helpless death. But the cross wasn't the final word. The ascension is. He will return just as they had seen him go. And Jesus' blessing leaves a lasting impression for all of his followers. It prepares you for your life as a Christian. And it gives you assurance of his eventual return. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. The last impression that Jesus leaves with his disciples is his hands raised up in blessing over them. And even though Luke does not give us the exact details of this blessing in this gospel, we still know how significant this really is. Think of all the times in Scripture where Jesus blessed something and the results of his blessing. Jesus blessed the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and with it, he fed a multitude of people. Now, this blessing didn't just take the edge off their hunger, but everyone was able to eat until they were satisfied. In the upper room, Jesus blessed the bread and the wine in the Lord's Supper, and provided with his disciples and us a most precious sacrament. The sacrament that brings us the forgiveness of sins in our Savior's body and his blood. See, when Jesus blesses things, pretty amazing things happen. To bless something is to speak well on it. But when Jesus blesses, it is more than that. When the disciples would look upon their Savior's hands as he blessed them, what would they see? Well, they see the love of God made manifest. They saw the holes in his hands, the scars that he bears from the most important self-sacrificing act of grace the world had ever seen. They see the very forgiveness of their sins. And it is those same hands of our Savior that are over you in blessing today. Every day we are blessed by the Lord. He has given us breath in our lungs to sing His praises. He has given us strength in our bodies to do the work He has us to do. And He has given us peace in our souls. Every day of our lives, we can look upon those same outstretched hands and not see accusation or judgment, but see the love of God. See the assurance that your sins and mine are forgiven. In the midst of a terrifying situation, something that is outside your control, it is often the words, "It is going to be okay," that bring the most comfort. This is what the blessing of the Lord did for His disciples. His blessing, being the last impression they would see, would be a continual peace of mind that everything was going to be okay. And they would endure terrifying situations. From being stoned to imprisoned, shipwrecked, persecuted, and eventually put to death, they can always look upon that last impression of their Savior and know it is going to be okay. Apostle Paul said it best in Philippians 1:21, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Jesus left a lasting impression. That means that His hands raised in blessing are over you and me as well. The same calm assurance, "It is going to be okay," is your tsunami of relief. Lord willing, you won't have to endure the same hardships and persecutions that Jesus' disciples did. But you will endure persecution. You will endure hardships. Nothing about this life is easier simply because you are a Christian, except for the fact that you have the hands of your God outstretched in blessing over you every day of your life. For the disciples who would face a penalty of death for their mission of spreading the gospel, it was the assurance that their lives were in the hands of God. If they die, they would be reunited with the Savior whom they love. For you, it is the assurance that your life has been redeemed by God. Each one of you will embark on your own trials, maybe difficulties within your own family, discord among each other, or just an overall sense of helplessness concerning their well-being. It could be a fine line of honoring your faith at work, though you are confronted with things that you don't agree with. Or it might just be the most intense internal struggle that no one else knows about but you. In faith, you can look on your Savior the same way that the disciples did at His ascension and see those scarred hands of love bringing you the comfort that your life is now in God's hands. God does act as your Heavenly Father, and He will carry you throughout your life as a Christian. And they worshipped Him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. Safe to say, 99 times out of 100, a farewell to someone you care about is a sad occasion, especially when you know that you will not see that person face to face ever again. Certainly, no one departs from a farewell with great and immediate joy. But that's the exact reaction that we get from the disciples. How is that possible? They just saw their friend, their teacher, their brother, their leader for the last 3 years leave their sight. How is it that they can have great joy and worship God? Because Jesus made a lasting impression. Matthew records for us some of the words that Jesus spoke before he was taken into heaven, words that do not appear here in Luke. And you all might know these words very well. Jesus said, "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." These words change what should have been a sorrowful occasion into one of great wonder, joy, and excitement. Auf Wiedersehen is a German word that literally means on, again, see, or until I see you again. Jesus did not simply say goodbye forever. He gave them the promise, until I see you again. And he did so in more than one way. For some, like Peter and Paul, he appeared to them in visions or even in front of their own eyes. But to Peter, Paul, and all others, he is talking about the reunion that will take place when he returns again in glory. Whether it was his second return in glory, or as was the case for the disciples and many other saints, they are fallen asleep in Christ. They would see their beloved teacher again. This is just one of the reasons why they could return with great joy and excitement to share the message of what Jesus had done for them. Another reason that they could return with joy is because of what they did when they returned. They worshiped God and were continually in the temple. Every time they joined together and worshiped, they were joined by the same Jesus who ascended into heaven. Jesus said as much, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." That is why they spent so much time in prayer and in the temple teaching about Jesus. He had promised to be right there in the midst of them every single day. Jesus' lasting impression is one of Auf Wiedersehen, and it is spoken to you as well. When Jesus called you to be his own child, it came along with this blessing: you will see him again. Job recognized this when he uttered his famous words, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth, and after my skin is destroyed, this I know. Yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. How my heart faints within me." Whether it be over 1,000 years before Jesus came, or whether it is over 1,000 years after Jesus ascended into heaven, his blessing is the same. You will be reunited face to face with the Savior whom you love, with the Savior who loved you and was struck in the heel for you. Every time that you enter this building or join one another in prayer or receive the Lord's Supper in the very body and blood of Jesus, the words of Jesus are being fulfilled in your life. He is with you. In worship, he comes and he refreshes you from the blessings that is found in his word. In prayer, he intercedes on your behalf so that your prayers are always heard and answered by God. And in the Lord's Supper, you partake in something that is much more than just symbolism. You are united together with the very body and blood of your Savior. With promises like that, it is no wonder the disciples departed with great joy. That is what should be on our hearts all the time. But that's not often the case, is it? Doom and gloom often settles over us like a cloud and blocks our vision of the Lord's presence in our lives. Distractions abound. It is easier to go through the motions instead of eagerly going into the house of the Lord to receive from him the nourishment for our souls. But even in circumstances like these, Jesus is with you. He never fails. His comfort is with you. And most importantly, his forgiveness is with you. Even in the doom and gloom of this life, you are able to have the same joy that the disciples experienced. This is something that does not need to fade away, especially when you remember the lasting impression of Jesus' blessing. You remember how it prepares you for your life as a Christian. However dangerous your path may be, your Savior's calm assurance, "It's going to be okay," is your tsunami of relief. Remember how it reminds you of Jesus' Auf Wiedersehen. He is coming again. While he is not visibly present, he still remains us in a very real and very comforting way. And so may this gracious blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.